Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Dita Vachiva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. So glad to be with you. And you again today, trusting that you are well, and your family is well, and your weather is well. Oh, we just wish you nothing but the blessings of God to overtake you at this time. So today, call us and just tell us some good news, what God is doing in your life or what you're expecting Him to do. At 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will, and we want to enjoy what God is doing in your life and what you're expecting Him to do too. You know you got to expect something, you know. All right, that's when you sow a seed, you're expecting something, aren't you? All right, this is the time. This is the time. 347-857-3925. I want you to know that I love you, I love you, I love you. And you today is Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, knowing that there is no other God but you. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you for all the prayers that you have already answered, the prayer that you're answering as we pray and about to answer, Lord Father. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. Thanking you, Lord Father God, for this day, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Wallace Edey, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for touching him right now, Lord, Father. We ask that you continue to touch his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father, as we speak to that cancer, Lord, Father, to dry up right now in Jesus' name, Lord, Father. For you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord, and we thank you for your healing right now. Heavenly Father, we hold before you will, Lord, Father. Father, as he continue, Lord, Father God, to recover, Lord, Father God, from his bypass surgery, Lord, Father, we ask you to continue to touch his body as well right now in the name of Jesus. And if you don't know you as his Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, we do ask that you place someone there, Lord, Father, to guide him, Lord, Father God, to you right now in the name of Jesus. We hold before you, Lord, Deanna, Demontrius, Philip, John, Randy, Carol, Tyrone, Jacqueline, Nova, Regina, Father, Philip, Shamoy, Lord Father, as we hold them before you, Lord Father, we're praying, Lord Father God, for deliverance, Lord Father, and salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, don't let them leave this earth, Lord Father, without knowing you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Minnie right now, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father God. We speak healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kevin, Lord Father, that has leukemia right now, Lord Father. Touch his little body right now, Lord Father. Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, we cover him under the blood, Lord Father, and we speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And touch his mom, Tasha, Lord Father God, as she, Lord Father God, is standing in the gap for him. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, strengthen her right now, Lord Father. Father, as she look and call upon you right now, in Jesus' name. Father, we hold before you Roosevelt Gaines, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father God, for continually touching him as well, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to heal and touch his body, Lord Father, as he also recovered from surgery right now, Lord. Father, we also hold before you Pastor Baker's mom right now, Lord Father. She too, Lord Father, went through surgery, Lord Father, and in the recovering stage, Lord. Father, touch their bodies right now, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through them right now. In Jesus' name, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that we don't know the updates on them, Lord Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, that it's a good report, Lord. Those that had COVID, Lord Father, that we're praying for, Lord Father, touch them, Lord Father. Praying, Lord Father, that their immune system, Lord Father, fight it right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, taking nothing and no one for granted, O God. Father, as we go on with this broadcast, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord. Father God, touch the ears, the hearts, Lord, Father God, of all who's listening, Lord. Father, decrease them, Lord. Father, it's you increasing them. Break up that stony heart right now in the name of Jesus. As we cover this broadcast, Lord, Father, under the blood, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to anyone listening, Father, or talking on this broadcast, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, rendering it null and void. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance just going forth through these airways right now, Lord Father. Touching, Lord Father, encouraging right now, healing, delivering right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father, is to bring forth that right now word, Lord Father. Use them in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Just show up, show out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you for listening to that prayer. And if you didn't hear your name, that's because you didn't call 347-857-3925 and ask for prayer. Leave your name and you will be prayed for. Your condition or whoever's condition you desire for us to pray for. And we want to pray for you, you and you. All right, 347-857-3925. I'm waiting for you. Now, you can also use that to just call us and give us a praise report, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm just going to give you a little short word today. A complaining tongue reveals an ungrateful heart. A complaining tongue reveals an ungrateful heart. Very short, isn't it? Well, govern yourselves accordingly. So glad to be with you today. You know, today is a beautiful day. You know, I don't see a cloud up there in the sky so far. Hear what I said, so far. You never can tell these days what's going to be next, can you? You know what? If I had desired to, but I don't at this time, don't have an inkling concerning that. These are days of uncertainty. Everything is uncertain today, isn't it? Everything is uncertain. Hold it. Can you hold it? Oh, come on. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Sharon, I see you online. Do you have anything for us today, Pastor Sharon? Pastor Sharon? I can't hear you. Do you have anything for us today?
Praise the Lord for tomorrow, woman of God. Tomorrow.
Okay, praise the Lord. I tell you, I can't get out of it no kind of way, huh? Amen. Amen. All right, y'all heard that, so stay tuned. Stay tuned for, should have said happy birthday. Stay tuned for all tomorrow, okay, everybody? Y'all heard it now, okay? I don't have a flyer of any kind up, do I? So y'all heard that, huh? Tomorrow. Yes, exciting. Stay tuned. Something wonderful is about to happen. We thank God for Bishop Porter being here. Oh, we thank God for Sister Diane, too. Okay, and of course, we thank God for you, and you on the other end. Do we have somebody?
Thank God for you, too.
Oh, praise God. We're just thanking God for everybody today. Amen. Thank God for those that are well today and can talk. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is so good. God is so good, so good. I tell you, now, we had a wonderful discussion on our Bible talk last night. You know, wonderful discussion. Now, I'm not, I'm not a political person. Okay, I'm not a political person. I have to keep my ears open there. Praise God. But I like to know, you know, sometime what you think. I ain't talking about don't you be a hater. You know, there's no room for hating in God's kingdom. Okay, there's no room for hating. But if you just want to have something to say today, be nice and clean, praise God, you can call us, 347-857-3925. You can just say a little something if you desire to. Let's say, we know everybody got an opinion, and we know also that the promises of God are sure. We know they're sure and will happen if you open up to allow it to happen in your life, okay? Now, ain't nothing you can do about what is happening in the world today, but pray. That is all you have to do today is pray, okay, for everything, everybody, and the conditions and all. Now, you have an opinion about what is going on, but you have your own view, don't you? Everybody have their own view, their own thoughts, their own opinions about what is going on. You can't be living in this world and don't have an opinion of it. Good, bad, or indifferent. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can give us a ring for a few minutes, call us for a few minutes, and do what we say. Let's talk about it. What did we ask them yesterday? Actually, we did ask a question. Maybe some of you might like to give your opinion today. Should the Christian people, really Christian people, we're not talking about those that professing but don't possess. We're not talking about that part. Should they take part in the political arena? That is what we were discussing. Okay. Pardon me. Now, you have a few moments to talk about it if you'd like to. If you'd like to. Okay? Whoever. 347-857-3925. You can give us a call. All right, we are waiting for you. 347-857-3925. I know you have some kind of opinion, thought, or something. See, but I could tell you when I was coming up in holiness, when I first got introduced to holiness, we were taught that, don't take part. We don't take part in any of that. You know, and that's the way it started, you know. But as you grow in God, you learn a few things, you know. You learn a few things. So what is your opinion? Maybe you were brought up in that doctrine also about that. A lot of things you didn't take part in, didn't you? Amen. Praise God. And this is like if we was in a world of don'ts. Amen. So now. Praise God. Amen. All right. So now, nobody want to talk about it. All right, you don't want to talk about it. Hallelujah. From the north, south, east, and west. Because you ain't figured it out yet, huh? My God, I understand. You ain't figured it out yet. So it still bears a nice conversation, nice something to talk about. Huh? Do you see? It's a nice something to talk about. Because you're going to talk about it anyway. You either going to talk about it on the media stations, the different Facebooks, and you're going to talk about it sometime or another to your friends, your family, or somebody is going to say something about it, aren't they? So you might as well have started here. But nevertheless, you didn't. All right, praise God. I'm going into, since you don't want to talk about that, hallelujah, I'm going to 46th chapter of Isaiah, where I'm going to be at for a bit. Hallelujah. So you bear with me, okay? I think, you know, everyone should think about various things in life that bothers you. There are a lot of things in life that bothers you. You wonder about and all this, but you don't want to talk about it. How can you ever get an answer if you don't talk about it or discuss it? I really would like to know how you get an answer to these things. You need an answer to all these things. All right. I'm going to try my best. I want you to, this is a strange, it's a little strange chapter here, okay? The 46th chapter of Isaiah. I love to read Isaiah. You know, I really do. I'm going to start at the first verse. Baal bowed down. Nebo stooped. And I told you it's a strange chapter, right? Baal bowed down. Nebo stooped. Their idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy burden. They are a burden to the weary beast. Oh, but you still put them on there, didn't you? They stooped. They bowed down together. They could not deliver the burden. But themselves are gone into captivity. They could not deliver the burden. Too heavy. It's too heavy for you today? Okay, we're going a little further. I hearken unto me. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you. Now I'm going to stop right there. Do you see what he said? You done got old. And we're going to talk about your golden years, aren't we? We're tired of talking about that, huh? You've gotten to be a certain age and maybe you are bowed down, stooped, or whatever, crippled up some kind of way, and arthritis, new riders, bronchitis, and bursitis, and all the situs is plaguing you, right? And you are so uneasy today. You don't feel that you have no more use. Now, this is what happens to a lot of older people, especially when they can't move around like they used to. But God is trying to let you know, okay, it ain't over until he says it's over. Do you hear me today, people? Now, I don't know which is somebody on here old and crippled and don't think they can make it or something wrong with you. I was just thinking a few minutes ago, some people are sick and been sick a long time. And you wonder, why God don't heal them or what is the problem? Is it in them or is it in the fact that God ain't don't will it right now, or what is it? And we have the unbelieving people talking about it's your faith. You know, you ain't got faith, or somebody don't have faith. It may not be any of those things, but the will of God required them to stay in that condition to stay safe. Sometimes you never know. See?
But you can't judge that, see, because if he's looking at the stooped, the bowed down, that who is ever in those conditions, ain't been delivered, carrying these heavy burdens, causing them these ailments and things. But you know, what did God say? What did the Bible say? Which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. He carried you. See? He know what's going to happen to you. Don't you start doubting yourself. Just because. You should thank God you got old. You know? You should really thank God that you're older. You made it another year. It's there's so many that haven't made it. Young people are leaving here every day. They ain't got a chance to be stooped up or bent over and all bowed down. They haven't gotten to that because they weren't able to. They was cut off before time. So you thank God that you made it. See? Don't stop putting yourself down. And you know, somebody tell you, oh, get that dress there. You make you look 10 years younger. So you want to look 10 years younger, so you buy all this stuff to try to look 10 years younger. Right? So you're not grateful for where God has brought you from, are you? Because you want to look 10 years younger. Then he'd have left you at 10 years. He'd have took you out of here when you were 10 years younger. We are not grateful where God has brought us from to the age that we brought. There's some people carry their age well. They look real good. See? Yes, I desire to look like him. But listen, you may have come to a point where you got to get some teeth. You got to get some bifocals to see. You got to get some hair on your head. You got to have something to help you walk. You got all these things that have occurred on you. And you're not grateful that, listen, God still brought you all the way through everything that is occurring in your life. And you're still here with all these defects, things that have left you. And you still want to go and spend some money to look like you. 20 years old. Now, you might not want to be 20 years no more, 20 years old no more. You know why? Because what went on in your life at 20? You don't want to go back to that. We are always trying to go back to our past life. When he told you, forgetting those things that are behind you. Didn't he tell you that? But we still be thinking about it. Yes, we all do. Now, us ladies, we are vain. Are we not? Now, if our hair gone, we going to get us a wig. Now, that's the bottom line, right? Well, at least somebody thought of us and got something so we can have something on our head. You know what? You don't even have to call it vain, so to speak. You could say the Bible say a woman's hair was given to her for her glory, and you wanted some glory. So you got some hair on your head. You bought your wig. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You want to look nice, put your little wig on and go on. And you know if you got a husband, you want to look nice for your husband. Put your little hair on, okay? Because you don't know how he feel. He might tell me, I ain't married nobody with no without any hair. You know, man could say these things. These men have these little things in them. You know, they don't mention them to you, but they have them. Do you see? But you've got to think, too. I'm going to make my husband happy, so I better get me some hair. And you don't want to walk around with no teeth, because when he met you, you had teeth. Come on, talk. Let's just talk real. You didn't want to call in and talk about what I asked you to, so you're going to have to take what I'm talking about today, okay? You've got to stop doubting yourself, because he says, even to your old age, I am he, and even to whore hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. He's going to deliver you regardless whether you got hair, teeth, eyes, nose, whatever's gone. He's still your God. He's still the God that'll deliver you. Now, he may deliver you from those things. He may tell you, go over there and get you some teeth. If you think enough of yourself, go buy you some teeth. Don't let it get up there and get mad with everybody in the world and hating everybody and all of this. You know how you get old. Messed up in your emotions and cause somebody else look different. Don't you do that. Do you see what I'm saying? Don't you do that. Don't doubt yourself, because he said he will be with you even in old age. He's going to be with you. And also in Psalms, he tell you that in old age you shall still produce. Now, what you're going to produce, I don't know. You can produce faith. You can produce children, praise the Lord. I see women producing children at some old age. See, it's up to God what you produce. See, you can produce what? People, children, bring them to the Lord. That's producing, that's the fruit of your labor. See, God has given this to us. Not for us to want to, well, we always looking behind. We always talking about what used to be, the past used to be. Yes, the past is the past. We had some good times and we had some real bad times. So think of those of the past things as helping you to grow now. It helped you come to the point, the age that you're in now. See how you've grown older and wiser? You're supposed to be wiser too. This is why our experience should train the younger people. See? But we don't use our experience to train them. We have competition with the young people. We're trying to be young too. Think about it now. Hello, somebody. Think about it. Huh? Oh, well, they put on a fancy dress. You want a fancy dress. The fancy dress don't fit you. Put on the kind of dress that fits you. Now, I know you don't like it, but that's okay, too. You'll be all right. Soon as you find out, you got older for a reason. God wants to use what you've been taught, what you've experienced over your lifetime to help these younger people. It don't matter, they don't want to hear it. Tell them anyhow. They're going to get mad. You got mad when somebody told you something when you were younger. You're mad with your parents, mad with the teachers. Mad with your friends. You mad with everybody that want to tell you something, try to tell you the right way to go. It's better this way, honey, if you do it like this. You don't want to hear it today. They didn't want to hear it back then. You didn't want to hear it. That's the past. All right, but you learned what they were telling you was the truth.
what they told you, it benefited you, didn't it? Now you have experienced the same thing they told you don't do. Now you want to tell these young people and your children don't do it, and they don't want to hear it. They won't hear it, do they? They've become more violent than you were. You know, some of you ran away from home because of whatever. You know, if I have a poll right now, all you that have run away from home, call me up and let me know, say, I ran away from home. Now, you ain't going to tell me why you ran away from home, but you're going to tell me you ran away from home, right? Or you won't tell me because you don't want nobody to know you ran away from home. Well, listen, you ran away from home because they tried to tell you what to do. See, mama didn't treat you right, daddy didn't treat you right, so you ran away from home. Your sister made you mad, so you ran away from home. You got all kind of reasons for people to run away from home. But you did it. Today, the people, the young people, walking away. They ain't running away from home. They just leaving. Then some friend to talk to them and tell them, well, you ought to leave there. You ought not to stay there. You know they tell you these things. See? And when they tell you these things, you always picking on me. You always tell, you don't tell Mary what to do. Why are you telling me? Well, Mary ain't as hard-headed as you. See? Somebody got to tell you something, try to get you on the right track. That's all the people are doing, trying to get you on the right track. You're trying to get some of these grown folks that never grew up, trying to get them on the right track is like trying to pull teeth without any Novocaine. They don't want to hear it. They didn't hear it when they was young, and they don't want to hear it when they got old. You ever seen that say you can't treat it? Teach an old dog new tricks. They done got it mowed down inside of them till you can't teach them nothing. You can't tell them nothing. They don't want to hear nothing. And they want to turn you off soon as you say, hit on that. You hit on that little soul spot. They don't want to hear you no more. You ever sit in church and see people react to what the preacher say, think the preacher talking about them hit that soul spot? Preacher don't know nothing about your life, and you swear somebody told them. It ain't nobody told them nothing. What do you think? God ain't dumb. God made everything. He made us. He gave us gifts of discernment and so forth, to know these things. So when he revealed these things, they have to come out. I ain't coming at church no more. They talk about people. They ain't talking about you. If they talking about you and they don't know you, what it is? God is talking to you. God is working on you to change you to a better person. But you don't want to hear it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you wait till you get old. Then you get up, well, I want God to touch me here and this here and he touch me there. Maybe that's the reason why he don't touch you. I don't know. He didn't tell me why you're not healed. He didn't tell me why a lot of people are not healed. But if there's help for them, he will give you the remedy for it, the solution for it. As Bishop preached his promised in the problem. You have a problem, so somebody got to come along and push the promise to you.
Amen. Come on,
you see? We oftentimes don't want to hear the promise because it's not anything that we want to hear. But it's in the book. It's in the Bible. So therefore, if it's in the Bible, it's for you. If God say you are healed by his stripes, can you accept his stripes? Can you accept your stripes for your healing? Okay. Huh? But we get so uneasy.
See, we are very uneasy about things in life. We think somebody has done something to us, which sometimes some people do things to you. Now, that is a fact. Fact check that. Okay? You see? But when these things are happening to you, ask God, did I leave a door open for these things to occur to me, to happen to me, to come upon me? Think about, the only thing you go over in your life, you say, well, God, I want to know, did I cause this to come upon me, this sickness? You say, how did I cause it? It's something God might have told you to do that you didn't do. Now, don't get mad. Now, I'm just telling you what a fact is. Sometimes God tell us things to do, and he tell us over and over and over. So how many times he told you he's long-suffering? He didn't say I'm to suffer forever, because there is a stop. He done told you and told you and told you and told you, and you ain't done it yet. So he going to put something right there. You going to get it there. This will stop you. Huh? This will stop you. You may be bowed down carrying these burdens. Got heavy burdens upon you. But you carry them yourself instead of allowing God to carry them for you. Didn't he tell you his burden is light, his yoke is easy? Didn't he tell you that? Didn't you hear that? If you heard that, why you don't accept it? Because God has given it to you. Now, I know you think I'm beating you up and everything and all of that stuff. You out there now trying to buy a pretty hat to make you look young. You trying to buy you a pair of the latest fancy shoes. Well, not true. That's the first thing people look at is your feet. They don't look at the dress. They look at the feet, and then they go up. And you want them to say, oh, you look so good. You look like 10 years younger. Y'all really like that, don't you? Now tell me, ain't too many women don't like that. Okay? With me included. I liked it to hear it, but when I looked in the mirror, I don't see 10 years younger. I see whatever I am now. See, that's what I see. Because I think I told somebody that. Somebody, oh, you look nice. I said, you must be blind. I see. I'm looking in the mirror, and you have been telling me I look. Oh, you look young, Pastor. I said, tell me anything. You see, be real. If you get old, you get old. What can I say? But I don't doubt myself. It doesn't mean God's not using me. It does not mean that God's not using you. God going to use you in whatever capacity you're in at this particular moment, huh? If you're still serving God, no matter if you're 95 years old, he can still use you. Do you have a mouth? Can you talk? Your tongue's still there. Your voice box is there. He can still use you. You can still lay hands on the sick. It don't matter. Now, they may not want you to lay hands on you if you're a little cripple. They don't want you. If you bowed over, they ain't going to want you to lay hands on them. I'll tell you right now, people are strange. No matter how much anointing come forth, the first thing they're going to ask, well, why come you ain't healed? Well, now go ask God why I'm not healed. But he didn't tell me not to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do it until. Because I'm waiting for that day for him to heal me. I tell anybody that much.
I'm not going to let you doubt myself. I'm not going to allow you to make me doubt that Jesus can't use me in any condition I'm in. You know, I think about, you know what I want you to do? If you think that's not true, go buy the book about Corrie Ten Boom, her life story. Go get a book. See? God used the woman that she was so crippled up. Y'all heard, some of y'all heard this story. The woman was crippled up. Only thing that she could use on her was one finger, that index finger. The only thing. And she was in the position, she lived on the fifth floor of an apartment building, wasn't no elevator. She was up there crippled up like that, and the communist people didn't bother her because they say she can't do nothing. You see what I'm saying? But let me tell you one thing. It was good they couldn't bother, because you know what she was doing with that one index finger? They got her a typewriter, and she was writing out the Bible pages to distribute to the people. Now, you tell me God can't use you no matter what condition you in. When I read that, I say, praise God, hallelujah. Do you hear me? Don't you fault yourself because you're in that condition. God can use you still, whatever condition you in. I know somebody was in, I don't know the lady's name, but I know some people that went to her church. This lady was bedridden, and she was pastoring her church from her bed. Did you hear me? And the people were going over there getting saved and everything. Now tell me God can't still use you regardless of the condition you're in. Huh? Don't mock people. Stop talking about, I don't want them to pray for me. Maybe they're the only one can help you. Don't start that by God. I don't want them touching me because God could have healed, should have healed them. See, you got the wrong idea right then. See, he could still heal you through that person. Don't look at them in that what shape the body is. Think about, are they anointed of God? Now, if they ain't anointed of God, let them keep to themselves. But when that anointing comes and he uses whoever he will, because most people don't want to notice a person that something is wrong with them. Most people don't want to notice. Oh, they can't do nothing. Oh, they ain't able. They ain't, you know, this. You're always judging people, and you judge the wrong way most of the time. Stop judging folks. People can do a whole lot if they go by what God tell them to do. See, but you'll run behind a charlatan. That's what you'll run behind. But then they ain't got nothing. How you know they ain't got nothing? You ain't got nothing either for to say they ain't got nothing. So nothing from nothing leaves nothing, don't it? Come on, praise God. I don't mind. I know people call me mother now. Now, I used to hate them to call me that, because I wasn't y'all mother. I wasn't nobody's mother. I didn't want you calling me no mother. My mother this and mother that. I had to get used to that, you know, because I tell you what really got me to accepting where I am. A prophet prophesied to me, say, listen, I'm not going to call you sister The Lord told me don't call you no sister. The Lord told me to call you Queen Matriarch. Queen Matriarch. What is a matriarch? I'm in a stead where people, young, old, and everything else, need what I have, what I've experienced in life. They need it at this time. So I don't mind being mother over them. See? I don't mind being it. Now, okay, that's what you want to call me. That suits you. All right. Suits you well. And then they want to call your mother because you're married to the bishop. They think because the bishop old, the wife's supposed to be old too. People have all these concepts of life these days, you know. They do. They have these type of things, you know, in their heads, you know. And you laugh. You smile because you're not offended. I'm not offended anymore. I used to say, what they doing calling me mother? Do I look like their mother? I used to be offended and say that. I would say stuff like that. But I learned over the years, don't say those things because I can help a lot of these people if they want me to. Young ladies, I try to help the young ladies that's approaching different ages in life where they get into a lot of, you know, and to help them. So I feel that God has given me the abilities to help. When you got issues. Everybody got issues. They got more issues than Carter got liver pills. You see what I'm saying? They got a whole lot of issues going on today. And nobody want to get rid of them. Why is that? Why you don't want to get rid of your issues? You want to grow old with these issues and find yourself in hell? Think about that now. You're going to let those issues carry you right on into hell. I got issues with my cousin. I got issues with my sister. I got issues with my mama. I got issues with daddy. I got issues with Uncle Bob. You know, everybody come up with some kind of issues. Now it's time now. What do you do? What happened to the woman with the issue of blood? She got tired of them issues, didn't she? Come on now. She got tired of them issues. All them years she walking around with issues. Had these issues, just like some of you walking around with issues. Now it's time to get rid of your issues. Now it's time to touch the hem of God's garment. Right now, touch his hem. Right now, you need to touch him. Right now. This is your hour to touch him. Don't let it grow on you for all your life. You got an issue. You about to die and you still don't want to get rid of your issues. Laying on the bed of affliction, you still won't get rid of your issues. You want to go to hell then, don't you? We're trying to keep you out of hell by talking to you about salvation, surrendering your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body. Surrender it all to Jesus Christ today, this hour, this minute. Well, I'll get saved when I get old. You might not live that long. See? He promised you so much, but sometimes we don't make it to that age that he promised you. That's why I tell you, die before your time, before you finish your work. For hard-headedness, stubbornness, you just don't want to do what God tells you to do because it may cause you to give up something. or somebody. You know, we definitely don't want to be giving up somebodies. We want to keep them bodies, don't you? Come on, think about it now. I'm just giving you something to think about, huh? Make it to your golden years. You want to make it? Well, talk to God about it. Now, when you ask him, we forget to say, I want to have all my good health like Moses had. Moses had no problem with his eyesight and nothing else. He made it into a golden age. He didn't die sick or nothing that. Now, I found out something that is very significant to all of us, that tell God what you want, what you lack. Some people, look at the woman in the temple, the prophetess in the temple. She told God she going to be there until the Messiah. Was that her or the priest? She going to be there in the temple until he see the Messiah.
Yeah, the
prophetess. Prophetess, I can't think of her name. You remember her name? I can't remember her name. But anyway, she was there. And after she seen the priest, then it was time to go. Because she,
Anna.
That's her name, Anna. She was there. Did you hear me? And guess what? When she saw him, when they come and brought baby Jesus into the temple, then she left. She died. But she stayed until that. She had to be mighty old, don't you? She was mighty old. I think, if I'm not mistaken of the story, I'm trying, it's coming back to me now. She was married, but then she lived in the temple as a virgin.
Right.
She never consummated the marriage. And she lived in the temple, and she lived until Jesus came. They came to bring the child to the temple. She saw him, and she left. Now, think about that. Think about that. God can do the phenomenal things for you. See, keep you here. But now I don't know whether she had any aches or pains. It didn't say nothing about that, okay? But some older people do have aches and pain. They don't take care of themselves at a young age. And so naturally inflammation and everything is set into the bones and inside that body and causes these things. You see? But still, though, he lifts the burden. You don't have to keep carrying them issues and them heavy burdens around all the time and just, boy, you gonna kill me with your mess you keep getting into. That's a burden on you, ain't it? And then guess what you do? Grandmas have taken over the children because you ain't raised your child right. Your child don't want to raise no child. Leave him there with you. You got a burden, don't you? And you got an issue. You always talk about that girl ain't no good. Oh, my God, I wish she'd change, you know. Oh, the boy. Either one. This is where we're going on. This is what you hear parents saying all the time now. I know they used to say it before, not as much as they're saying it now. They can't say too much because of what? Before they could open their mouth, the child and got killed and went out and got with the wrong crowd or somebody around hate them because they look good and you keep them looking clean and everything and they don't like that. I mean, people got so many issues. And you carrying the burden.
But God said he'll deliver you. He is God, and he will deliver you. He has carried you this far. That's why you became older, because he carried you all the time as you went through the valleys of the shadows of death from time to time. God has always been there. You just didn't realize it. But if you read the Bible, you read this, you'll find out. And he kept you for what? For a reason. He had a reason. You want to know? Ask him. Don't go asking nobody that don't have no information. Go ask God, who knows everything. He cares about everything that concerns you. He care about it. He really do. Why don't you try? This is the hour to try him right now. See? So that you can know for yourself that God is real. See? Well, I heard about the old days and I heard about the revivals. Yes, them revivals was good. God moved. Oh, Lord. Don't you know he want to move in this day too? How can he move if he don't have any people? That won't listen to him, won't turn to him, won't trust him, won't obey him, won't speak for him. We'll say we speak only when we want to tell people, well, I'm a Christian, but your whole life does not speak as a Christian. Your whole life is telling people that I'm a so-called Christian. That's what your life is speaking of. So nobody's patterning themselves after you. Nobody is standing there going to tell somebody about the Lord and this is my mentor. This is my who have been right there with me all the time, teaching me the right way. Notice I said the right way. You got a lot of teachers, but they all don't teach you the right way. You got cult teachers teaching you the cult, teaching you the witchcraft stuff, teaching you all that kind of stuff. Now, they got some old folks in there. That they got all kind of tricks that they do to try to stay in the race and young and everything. They got all kind of voodoo stuff they use. Because the devil trying to do what God do. But he ain't God. Don't y'all know that yet? The devil is not God. God made him. He cannot be more than God. Because God is the creator. You need to get that today. If your minister haven't taught you about that, then you need to listen today to the fact. He cannot be more than God because God made him. He is the creator of him. He can only do what God allow him to do and when he allow him to do it. God is still in control. No matter how he try to puff himself up to look bigger than God. Better than God. Oh, I give you this and I give you that if you worship me. And you crazy enough to worship the devil. Because he say what he going to do. What he's going to do going to blow up on you. You may not make it to old age. And if you get to old age, you will be so, I don't know, out of it till, you know. Lord, take me out of here now. Take me. See, now you want to call the Lord. You done played with him all your life, and you done got old. Now you want to call him, Lord, help me. Well, repent first, and maybe he will. See, you got to repent first.
You can't just walk into God just like that and say, "My Lord, help me." Yes, he will help you, but you're going to have to repent for him to give you that help you need. I know you don't want to hear that, but you heard it, didn't you? You still alive? Who kept you alive? Nobody but God. God is the one that kept you alive. Appreciate it today. Thank him. Glorify him. And say, "God, I'm going to hold on to your promises because you're the one who solved the problems." Hello. Didn't he tell you he'd do what to them burdens? Deliver you on it. I will carry and will deliver you. Did you see what he said he'd do? I want you to believe it today. See? This is what Isaiah's saying. See? Now, I just throw this in and I'm through for now. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? Who can you compare to? You can't compare God to nobody. Ain't nobody high as God. He said when he couldn't swear by no other, he swore by himself. That's what he said. Did you hear me? That's what he said. Ha! My God. Look at God. They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yet they worship. They worship in another god because they're trying to find somebody they can compare. So they make a golden god. Gold and silver, they want something to shine so they can see and worship. Isn't that what they want to do today? Isn't that what they're doing? People are doing the same thing today. Now, you may say, "Well, that's the Old Testament. That's the Old Testament and the New." Because they're still doing it. They, in the past, they didn't give up the past. They still want to do what? Be God. The devil fooled them. You God. You just like God. You ain't like God and can't be like God. I don't know. Stop believing lies. Y'all just love lies, don't you? They sound good, don't they? Well, they don't sound good to me. If a person ain't real, it just don't sound good to me. Now that we got different minds, all right? Now, I'm through. I'm through. Bishop, somebody. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. It's so true. Praise God. As you was ministering, I was just thinking, you know, just going back over my life. Man, I can't jump out of the bed like when I was 18, 19 years old. You know, come on, I ain't by myself now. Come on, help me somebody. Man, it take a little while now. I see one stretching now. You know, and your bones pop and all that type of stuff. You got to, that's right. You take a step, amen. You be kind of bending over and stuff. You know, come on now. And then you say, "Oh Lord, help me, Lord." You know, hey. So you know, but thank God He have blessed us to get to a latter year. It's good to know, amen, that God is yet with us. You know, we used to sing a song, man, when I first got into, amen, and holiness, amen, in the church, and they used to sing this song, "This old building, keep on leaning, but I got to move to a better home." You know, "These old eyes of mine, amen, it's getting dimmer." Come on, somebody. Come on now. You know, that's the song they used to sing. "This old back of mine." Oh, praise the Lord. And, you know, hey, come on now. Yeah, you know I'm right about it. See, man, this is what's going on today. Praise God. Amen. This is, somebody is iterating. But thank God, amen, he renews day by day.
Amen.
He have kept us. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Praise the Lord. Am I right? In verse 4 in Isaiah 46, I was looking here. In verse 3 and 4, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all of the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me. See? You can't do it without God. From the belly which are carried from the womb. And verse 4 is, even to your old age I am he, and even to the hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. And in the International Version, it says, look, listen to me, all of you who are left in Israel, in the church. I created you and had cared for you since before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. You see that? Ain't you glad, amen, that we serve a true and risen Savior, that he said he'll be with us? He said, I never leave you. I never forsake you. I'll be with you till the end of the age. Praise God. Amen. Oh, amen. And we have a promise, that our latter years will be greater than our beginning. Amen. Even this old body may be deteriorating, but thank God, amen, in the spirit realm, amen. Oh, ain't you glad about it, that he renewed day by day, knowing that there is one baptism, but many refilling, until your hair is white with age. Y'all see that? I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along, and I will save you. Praise God. Amen. She, Apostle, was talking about the hair. I'm looking at my head. My hair grow on the side. And one day I was in my barber shop some years back, and I asked my barber, I said, why I can't get no hair to grow on my head? I said, it come out my ears and airways, my nose. He said, well, it got to come out somewhere. But it wasn't growing on my head. Praise God. But know what? Thank God, amen, that I'm here to see another day. Amen. What about you? Ain't you glad that you woke up this morning? Praise God, and the Lord started you on your way. Amen. And this is why we can forget about those things that are behind. And, amen, the word of God tells us that we can press toward that mark, our high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And this is what we got to do. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You're talking about, well, age is just a number. It's more than that. Thank God, amen, that it's a number, but thank God you're here. Amen, that you woke up this morning. Praise God, and he started you on your way. Now, God do the supernatural. See, he woke you up. Praise God, and he gave you strength, amen, to put your clothes on. Now, he didn't do that. You had to do that. So ain't you glad, amen, that somebody didn't have to help you to put your clothes on? Amen. And after you got them bones, stretched out, amen, where, amen, crack popping, how you say it? And pop, praise God, amen. And once you get them to moving, praise God, you say you got to warm up. You have to warm up, praise God. And then you know you got to get your coffee and you got to get your tea and whatever, amen, to warm your body up, praise God. And I tell you, I went for a walk this morning, and that somebody told me, say, fall is here. I say, yeah, I feel it too. Finally, these bones, I was cold and having a short sleeve shirt on. Praise God. Come on, y'all. I guarantee the air conditioning went off this morning. It'll let you know, praise God, that you're here. But thank God that we're here. Amen. Thank God that we are here. You know, it's a blessing, amen, to be here. Amen. And I've been looking at verse, praise God, 13. Praise God. He said, I bring near. My righteousness, it should not be for all, and my salvation should not tarry. See there? And I will place salvation in Zion, for Israel is my glory. See where God's presence at? See, his presence is always with them that know him. And that's what gives me, I shout the victory. Amen. This is what I dwell on. praise God. I don't need to worry about my age. I just give him the glory, knowing that his presence, his glory, yet is upon me. And it's upon you right now. He said, he, amen, each and every one of you. Why you say that, Bishop? He said his word will not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And the New International Version is read like this. He said, for I am ready to set things right, not in the distant future, but right now. See, he's doing great things now. Praise the Lord. I am ready to save, amen, Jerusalem. Amen. He's ready. He always ready. Amen. And give my glory to Israel. You see that? See how good God is? This is why his eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith. Praise the Lord. Apostle mentioned about the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. And she lost three things. She lost her identity. She lost the resources. And then she had to catch up because she had lost things for 12 long years. Think about it. What you mean she lost her identity? The Bible didn't give her name. It said a woman. Come on now. See? See how issues cause you to lose your identity? See? Come on now. And then she lost the resources because the Bible said that she had spent all that she had trying to get well. See? Is that your issue? See? But she heard about Jesus. See? Now she got to catch up because she had to lost, what, 12 years. See? See what issues do for you? But, oh, see? She heard about Jesus. You're hearing about it today. You hear it. You hear it day by day. You hear it every Sunday or every Sabbath. You hear it. See? On the social media, you hear it. Praise God. In the churches, you hear it on the radio. You hear it on the television. See, so there's no excuse. See, all excuses went back with Jesus on the cross when he said, it is finished. No more excuses. Am I right? See, so now all we have to do now, praise God, is when you hear, he said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put off the day. I think Apostle said it, today for tomorrow. Amen. And you may not be where you want to be, but thank God you ain't where you used to be. See how good God is? Oh, he have brought you and I this far by faith, and his grace and his mercy is able to carry us on. Oh, God, bless his name today. Yes. Thank God, amen, that he'd have blessed you to get, amen, to, I mean, because I tell you, with the things going on today, young people is getting cut off. Yes. Huh? You know why? Because of rebellious, stiff-necked, hard-hearted. See, don't want to listen to parents. See, and the word of God plainly tell us, honor your mother and your father that your days may be longer upon the Lord thy God giveth thee. See, so then you get cursed when you disobey your parents and not listening. See, terrible things happen. See, then they get cut off. But thank God, amen, that God have blessed you that you can pray. Seek the Lord's face, praise God. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren. Pray for those, amen, that is coming up, amen, behind you. See? And God will have mercy. He will look, amen. He'll hear your cry. He said it in Isaiah 65:24, while you yet calling, he said he will answer. He said, while you yet speaking, he said he will hear. He hear you today. And then he searches your heart. He said, I searches the heart. Knows what's in the minds of each and every one of our spirit. This was a powerful message today. Praise God. But what in this 46th chapter, what Babylon was doing, they were serving false gods. Who want to serve a god you got to carry around on your shoulder? You already got heavy burden, then they're going to put more on you. But ain't you glad that the God that we serve is in the inside? Oh, help me somebody. Praise God. Oh, ain't you glad about it? When he come up out of the grave and then he send it back to glory and he talked to the Father and God the Father sent the Holy Spirit back. Now his spirit is everywhere. All you got to do now is open up your heart and say, Lord, come in. He said, behold, he stand at the door and knock. What door are he talking about? The door of your heart. He said, if you open up, he'll come in. He'll sit with you. You with him at the young age, the middle age, the old age. He yet God. He yet the with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said, will in no wise cast you out. And he have no respect to person. No. Oh, you don't bless them. You don't bless me. He have no respected person. And I'm going to leave this with you, and I'm going to turn it over to Sister Diane. He said in Genesis, in chapter 12, it's his will that every family in the earth be blessed. That's include your family. That's include my family. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter today. What issues are you carrying today? Don't you want to be delivered from your issues today? I tell you, we serve an awesome, powerful God. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. Their call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Also, visit our Facebook page and just click on the Blog Talk link. That's right, our Facebook page is Logion International Ministries. And just go ahead and just click on the link. You can share it with a friend. Share it on your page right now. You can go back. If you missed this broadcast earlier, you can just go back and just click on that link and listen. Those of you that would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into this radio broadcast, you can do so by, for those of you that have Zelle, you can go to Logion, O-I-N-T, @gmail.com. That's Logion, @gmail.com. And the name is Logion, I-N-T. Or you can visit our website at LogionInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button again. For those of you that have Zelle, you can go to logionint @gmail.com. That's LOGIONINT @gmail.com. And the name is Logion INT. In the notes, you can specify, you know, sowing a seed. That you're sowing a seed into the radio broadcast. Or, you know, you're sending a love offering to the man and woman of God. So just write it in your notes, in Zelle, as well as on our website. Till then, be blessed today. Thank you.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
As I stop worrying,
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God, let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and
I let him
have,
let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
oh, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God.
He's the only one we can
let go.
Yes, let God,
let God.
He can handle it